Well, God bless everybody. It's great to be here and to be able to share the word and, you know, to hear the manifestations and just know that at the other end of the lines that are connected to this one are just believers that love God and want to hear his word and want to be their best for him. And so I just get blessed being able to teach and to share the word. And I'm sure tonight the word that's shared is going to touch everybody's heart in the way it needs to, because that's how big our God is. And tonight what I wanted to share on is being totally and absolutely dependent upon God. And I know that many times that can be very challenging because our five senses get in the way of waiting patiently for God to answer some of our prayers. So I wanted to look at what does it mean to be totally and absolutely dependent upon God. And it is an absolute trust and reliance. It's a reliance and trust upon God and his word. It's believing that God is all in all. Sometimes when we depend on God, we expect that God works, but in a particular way, or he works according to what we perceive as the right way. And sometimes that doesn't happen. Many times that doesn't happen. We tell God what we need and want, and then we expect him to take care of it the way that we think it should be taken care of. I've certainly been guilty of this in my walk with God throughout the years, and we really know that that's not the best way to handle it, right? Because God is so much greater than we are. He is so much more powerful, and he has demonstrated to us many times his faithfulness and his endless grace and mercy upon our lives. Yet sometimes I think I can figure it out by myself. And I'm sure you've been tempted to do the same thing, maybe not even take it to God. That is really getting out there. But we all blow it. But our God is still faithful, endless in mercy and grace on our lives, and he's still right there to help us, direct us, and guide us as we listen and walk with him. And you know what? The Bible is really full of some great examples, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When you read that account in the Old Testament, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego absolutely had to depend upon God to keep them alive. They didn't have a choice. They didn't have an ability to change. And if you read the account, which would be cool to do, they didn't have the ability to change the king's mind. You know, they told him, we're not going to do it. But he didn't change his mind. He'd made a decree. And the king told him what he was going to do with them. I'm throwing you in the fiery furnace. And they told the king, King, our God will deliver us. They totally depended upon God to redeem them and save them. And even if he didn't, they were not bowing down to another idol. They didn't have control over the king. They didn't have control on how hot that fiery furnace was. And they didn't have control over being thrown in. But they had prayer and trust complete. Think about that. Complete trust and confidence in God to deliver them. Another one, Daniel and the lion's den. You know, the king had made a decree, and he couldn't break it. And he didn't even want to throw Daniel in there. The king didn't even want to do it, but he had to do it because of the laws of the kingdom. And Daniel didn't have any way to shut the mouths of those lions, but God did. So Daniel totally, absolutely, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, put their trust and confidence that God would deliver them in spite of the looks of the circumstances. And I'm sure those circumstances were probably bigger than any I've dealt with in my own life. But I tell you what, the greatest example for us to look at, and that's where we're going to start tonight in the verses, is we're going to look at verses that talk about depending upon God. And you know what? The greatest example we have is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He says in John 5:19, the Son can do nothing of himself. this is Jesus Christ. And he says the Son can do nothing of himself. Drop down to verse 5:30. He says, by myself I can do nothing. This is Jesus Christ saying this. By myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who has sent me. God sent his Son to set an example of him. He is the living Word of God. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The reason he can say that is because he did not do his own will. He totally and absolutely depended upon God and trusted God to that degree. And John chapter 6, still looking at some of the things Jesus Christ declared. Chapter 6, verse 38. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will. Look at John 7, 28. I am not here on my own. He was here to do what God had called him to do. And he totally and absolutely trusted God to give him the wisdom and the things that he needed to do that. Look at John chapter 8, verse 28. I do nothing on my own. Wow. I mean, I would like to say I think that way all the time, but sometimes I get impatient waiting for God to do what God needs to do. And so I have to reprove myself with the scriptures and go to his word and remind myself of the great promises and the great things that he's already done in people's lives that followed him and did what he asked them to do. Jesus Christ's life depended totally upon God the Father. He is our example. So when you have some time to spend in the Gospels reading about the things that Jesus Christ accomplished that God sent him to do, it will help you grow in your dependence, trust, and confidence on God. Remember, we have some great verses to look at tonight that continue to remind us of that. And one of my most favorite verses, of course, is Proverbs chapter 3. So go to Proverbs chapter 3. We're going to start in verse 6. Trust in the Lord with part of your heart. No. Trust in the Lord with all your hearts. And lean not into what? Your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. That is some of the greatest verses that we could read in this subject. We are to trust the Lord with all our hearts. Depending on God means you trust him, absolutely dependent upon him. You trust him to do what he has committed himself to do. You understand, we understand he is a faithful God. Look at Isaiah 41:13. Just looking at some verses that talk about God's faithfulness. 41:13. For the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. And now we're looking at some Old Testament verses, but we all know that these same types of promises are made in the church epistles. But I thought it would be great to just go back and look at some of the Old Testament stuff. We'll get into a couple of the New Testament or the church epistles too. Psalm 121, verse 1. That last one we just read. For the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. What a great God we have. He doesn't just talk to us. He holds us. When you have his spirit living within you, which we do, you can feel God's presence in your heart. You can feel God's presence in your body. You know he's there at times. There's no doubt. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes to the mountain. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker, the creator, you guys, the maker of heaven and earth. He created this entire universe and everything that's in it. And he promises us that if we trust him, he will take care of us. If we listen to him, he can direct our paths. He tells us in Romans, we're more than conquerors. We're more than conquerors because we are his. We have to trust that and believe that scripture. That's why it's important to spend time in the Word every day, to pray every day, to acknowledge God as your Heavenly Father, to tell him you trust him, to give voice to his Word that has been brought up in your heart and life, that he's been able to teach us through the years. Go to Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 7, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Cast all your cares, not one or two or three or 15 or 100, all, whatever that is in your life, your lifetime, in my lifetime, God's asking us to cast them on him. Why? Because he cares for us. He doesn't want us to be downtrodden. He doesn't want us to be depressed. He doesn't want us to be scared. He wants us to trust him and totally depend upon him, not just partway, but totally. And these verses really can help us to see how to build that dependence upon God, because we still deal with our five senses, guys. We do. But God's word and God's promises are bigger than our five senses. And we have to learn to trust him. We have to make that choice. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were thrown into the fiery furnace because they trusted God. They refused to disobey him. They refused to bow down. I know there's things in my life that I'm tempted to bow down to that are not godly. And I have to draw the line with my own emotion. That is how the adversary works against us. He uses our emotions, circumstances, situations, what we see with our physical eyes instead of seeing it with our spiritual eyes. So we have to choose. We have to be strong in this area of our walk with God. We have to be strong in giving him and depending totally upon him to deliver us out of bad situations. And when we're not in bad situations, we need to thank him and praise him and tell him how much we know he has done for us. God loves us to praise him. God wants us to praise him. He created us because he wanted a relationship with each one of us personally. He wanted that relationship. He asked us into the family. We accepted through his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Look at Isaiah 40. He gives strength, 40 verse 29, sorry guys, 40, 29. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. God gives strength to us when we're weary. Don't forget that. Next time you feel weary or downtrodden or disappointed or frustrated or scared, just remember this verse. He gives strength to weary and increases the power of the weak. That's Isaiah 40, 29. He does that for us. God is completely dependable. God is completely trustworthy. God beckons us to trust him with all of our cares and our concerns. You know what? Don't wait until you're exhausted and you've tried every other measure there is. Don't get desperate in hard times. Go to God first. trust him. He did this for us. He gave his only begotten Son that we, through him, have eternal life. We have that Spirit that gives us strength to heal, that gives us strength to stand in times that maybe aren't so easy to stand in. And yet, through all of that, we still have that Spirit of joy and rejoicing in our heart, even going through hard times. Why? Because we can totally and absolutely trust and depend upon God to work the circumstances out what is best for us according to the word that we have been standing on and continue to stand on as we draw breath on this earth. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it's not. But one of the greatest keys we have here, you guys, is to remember what Jesus Christ set the example at. John 15:5, Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. This is true, and yet so easily forgotten sometimes when we're out there trying to fight the battle on our own. Satan has no control over us. He has no victories in our life. As long as we walk that walk, that example of Jesus Christ, and continue to go to God in every circumstance, every situation that we're challenged with. And God always promises us what? The victory. We are not, in all things we are conquerors. Remember Romans? In all things we are conquerors through him who loves us. So let's depend on God. Let's put that trust and confidence in God in every situation we deal with. And then that joy and rejoicing and that spirit of that we have, that fruit of the Spirit where we're peaceable and we're loving and we're joyful and we're not afraid of anything because we know who fights our battles and we give him the room to fight them. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys tonight. God bless you.